the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Well, I'm terribly frightened for the problem of LSD. I think there's been a great deal of misinformation by those who seem to see no harm in it. No!
Oh, of the world. Elevators. Oh, of the world.
The wisdom of life, ever known, and the spirit of us.
The brand new album from the 13th Floor Elevators. Oh, of the world. One mind to another. To you, the elevators say,
I put Barnyard to scratch you up a little.
Barnyard Blues. And the spirit of the elevators is living on.
If the wisdom of life ever known and the spirit of us,
it lives in the new Bull of the Woods album, available at Bay Area Record Shop.
Someday, my love, someday.
Welcome, fans of the greatest 60s underground music. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect episode 352. And for this episode, we are looking at 60s psychedelia. And I've pulled together a fantastic set of proto-psych and psych tunes for you. Got it underway with the Retrospect favourite band, the 13th Floor Elevators, off their very final album on which they worked together as a group on, called Bull of the Woods, noted for its dreamy, fuzzed-out psychedelic sound. The recording was done shortly after the completion of Easter Everywhere and was tentatively titled Beauty and the Beast, and then later I Love That Sound. But released as Bull of the Woods, only four of the songs feature Rocky Erickson, and by the time it was finally released in March 1969, the band effectively had disbanded. So the 13th Floor Elevators getting us underway with a track called Till Then.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
I find them exciting. There are many things I do like, but some of them I think are insulting to one's intelligence.
Well, Los Angeles Love were one of the great 60s bands. Unfortunately, they weren't together really long enough to make an enormous impact, or a lasting impact, I guess I should say. But they were a fantastic proto-psychedelia band. So many very wonderful love tracks to choose from in this psychedelia episode, but I've chosen a personal favourite. Recorded 10th of September 1967, released on their Forever Changes album, this is Arthur Lee and Love. Maybe the People Would Be the Times, or Between Clark and Hilda.
What is happening and how have you been? Gotta go, but I'll see you again. And oh, the music is so loud. And then I fade into the... Crowds of people standing everywhere. Across the street I'm at the Slop Affair. And here they always play my songs. And me, I wonder if it's... Come here just the same, telling everyone about their games. And if you think it obsolete, then you go back across the street. Yeah.
This is the city, Los Angeles, California. It's a fine place to enjoy life. There are places reserved just for kids when they're young and feel young. Places they go when they're young and feel old, beginning the big search for something that often doesn't exist in the places they look for it. Their search might end with a college degree. One thing sure, whatever they're looking for cannot be found inside a number 5 capsule. When they try, that's where I come in.
Falling from the clouds, my life had torn my mind in two. And if that make you happy, just what made me think of you. Sometimes I wonder if it's driving me insane. You're in and out of focus like something broke my brain. But I still feel the vibrations and the... You made me shake. Can't understand the way you look at me. You bend my mind so tight it is a fright to me. Try my hand and make me feel. Cause this electric love emotion's got to be a real animal. So darkness all surrounded me. I'm looking through new eyes at brand new things to see. And I'm still feeling the fixation. You make me shake.
March 15th, it was fair in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch out of juvenile narcotics. My partner's Bill Gannon, the boss is Captain Ritchie. My name's Friday. A powerful new drug capable of producing weird and dangerous hallucinations had found its way onto the streets of the city. It had fallen into the hands of juvenile experimenters. We had to try and stop it.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. This episode 352, we are looking at psychedelia. Three great bands there, three great slices of psychedelia. Top of the set, Love, with Maybe the People Would Be the Times or Between Clark and Hilldale. Very long song title. Then we had the Moving Sidewalks out of Houston, Texas. They had just one full-length album called Flash. Band known for giving Billy Gibbons his start in the music business. After two of the band members were drafted into the army, Billy Gibbons went on to form the original ZZ Top. So the Moving Sidewalks with You Make Me Shape, then a fantastic track from the Yardbirds off their fourth American album called Little Games, released 1967. Their first album recorded after they became a quartet with Jimmy Page as the sole guitarist. Bunch of outtakes and alternate mixes appeared on Little Games, Sessions and More in 1992. So the Yardbirds with LSD. Dig what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, this band formed 1967 in Boston, Massachusetts, part of the Bosstown Sounds, which is really a fabrication to take on the San Francisco sound. The band, underrated, I think. They're called the Ultimate Spinach. There's a picture and some information up on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. The Ultimate Spinach. This is Baroque number one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Better get over there in a hurry.
Right, Skipper.
Woman who phoned in the complaint said he was painted up like an Indian.
Yeah?
Said she never saw a kid do what he was doing.
What's that, Skipper?
Chewing the bark off a tree.
2:08 p.m., Bill and I left Georgia Street Juvenile and headed for 1200 Loma Linda Avenue. It was 8 blocks from the office. It took us 4.5 minutes to reach the vacant lot where the strange-behaving juvenile was reported to have been seen.
Stand still.
Reality, man, reality. I could see the center of the earth. Purple flame down there, the pilot light. All the way down. Purple flame down there, the pilot light. Pilot light of...
He's clean, Joe.
Creation, reality. Reality.
What's your name, son?
You can see my name if you look hard enough.
Come on now, what's your name?
Don't you know my name? My name's Blue Boy.
What do you think, Joe? Cartwheels?
Sugar cubes. I'll make your bookie's been dropping that acid we've been hearing about.
Vielleicht passiert das ja mit Captain Beefheart auch einmal so, denn in Amerika gehört er schon zu den ganz Großen. Seine Musik erinnert ein bisschen an Frank Zappa, aber das darf man ihm nicht sagen, dann sieht er nämlich rot. In den nächsten 5 Minuten haben wir jetzt also Captain Beefheart und seine Magic Band.
The path is the mask of love, a way, a way. The flow is the task above today. There is no other way. You gotta trust us when you need a friend to find us. You got to look within. You gotta trust us. You gotta trust us. Before you turn to dust, before you turn to dust, you gotta see it before you see it. You gotta be it before you be it. You gotta see it before you see it. Life, and let the light.
my hair is green and I'm a tree.
You ever see anybody this torn up?
Well, it's a cinch he's not strung out on sugar cubes.
Yeah.
All right, let's take him to central receiving.
Come on, son.
Even if your body does die, your mind will live on.
Yeah, we know. Come on.
You're the dirty disbelievers. The evil disbelievers. Evil! Evil! Evil!
A set of four slices of fantastic psychedelia. Got it underway with Ultimate Spinach, Baroque number one. Then we had the Firebirds off an album called Light My Fire, released 1969 on Crown Records. Fascinating. Really little more than an exploitation album. Probably the same group of unknown musicians that released three albums under different group names. So they had the Firebirds, Light My Fire, 31 Flavors album from 1969 called Hair, and the Electric Firebirds, an album called Dance Party Time. So there's record label fabrications to essentially cash in on a psychedelic craze, but actually there's really fantastic material on some of these albums. So the Firebirds with Delusion, then we had none other than Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band. Beefheart's debut album, 1967, Safe as Milk, featured 20-year-old Ry Cooda. Wasn't until 1999 that Buddha Records acquired the back catalogue and remastered tracks onto CD, added bonus tracks taken from sessions for an unreleased album called Brown Rapper. These tracks recorded around November 1967 from the same sessions that eventually were tracks were released as Mirror Man in 1971. So we had some material from that. In fact, Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band with take six of a great track called Trust Us. Then another underrated band, actually relatively unknown in this part of the world, Quicksilver Messenger Service, formed in San Francisco, 1965, particularly popular in the San Francisco Bay Area. Contemporaries of Grateful Dead and Jefferson Airplane, Quicksilver Messenger Service with Get In Trouble, instrumental track off their Smokin' Sound album of 1968. So Ultimate Spinach, the Firebirds, Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band, and Quicksilver Messenger Service. And we have some global psychedelia straight after this.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
These are great people.
Well, let's kick off this week's global psych set with a band out of France, although this is off an LP, a German release on Shaddox Music, but French band called Les Goths. The album's called Rive de Silence from 1968. Les Goths, Out of the Sun.
Thank you. you have
Venezuela.
Horrible, and nobody wants to say that.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Every day in a week, I'm a in my set too long, keep on trying to hold me down. It's top of the cupboard door, so my body flows sour. Sometimes right to the ha, I say, come on, hard kind of, but huh? That's weird, I got to move. Oh, I got. Hey, that's why. Listen to me, baby. You can't all be down. I don't wanna be down. I wanna be free. Oh, say, don't free. You and I'm free, don't breathe, life don't breathe, don't breathe, I can't stand, I got to get away now, yeah. Tell me now, baby.
Yellow, green, green, orange, red, 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 red. I can hear them. I can hear them all.
Yeah, sure you can, kid. Let's go back to the office. We'll all listen. なれない、お前とは愛は一度で燃え尽きた。重ねたはずのこの唇も今は乾いてしまった。 向こうがお前の世界夜に紛れて消えてくれ。
わかってほしい。お前にだけは背中を向けた。この俺を何でもなかった朝焼けを一人の街で迎えるのさ。ドアの向こうがお前の世界。夜に紛れて消えてくれ。
It's a relatively brief global garage set in this week's Psychedelia episode. Out of France, Les Goths Out of the Sun. Then from Venezuela, also released 1968, the band is called The Love Depression, cover of Stone Free. And then thirdly, and picture and information up on our Facebook page, out of Japan, Japan's first psychedelic band, or truly psychedelic band, The Mops, formed 1966. As an instrumental band, pretty similar to bands like The Ventures, they got involved in psychedelic rock after their manager brought back recordings from San Francisco, released their full-length debut, April 1968, Psychedelic Sound in Japan. Jeff's and Airplane covers on there, also The Doors and The Animals, as well as some fantastic originals, including that one. Atsuku Naranai, translate as Can't Get Hot, from Japan's The Mops.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
I'm enjoying it. I think it's very exciting, but very derivative.
Well, here is something truly bizarre. It's a long, long time since I've played material from this album here on Retrospect. Stems from an idea in 1967 with Jack Holzman, head of Elektra Records. Had the initial concept for the album, hired a bunch of musicians to produce it. Those musicians not credited on the sleeve, but involved in the project were electronic instrument collector Paul Beaver, chosen to perform on the Moog synthesizer. Emil Richards, who had worked with Frank Zappa, Henry Mancini and others. Bassist Carol Kay and drummer Hal Blaine, well-known names. Bud Shank, a flute performer, and a keyboardist Mike Melvoin. Folk singer Cyrus Farrier was chosen to add narration written by Jacques Wilson. So that all sounds very grand. The album itself is called The Zodiac Cosmic Sounds, often incorrectly titled as Cosmic Sounds by The Zodiac or even The Zodiac by Cosmic Sounds. Neither is strictly true. It was titled The Zodiac Cosmic Sounds. So it's a concept album based on the signs of the Zodiac. Issued by Elektra Records, May 1967. Been described as a wonderful period piece and apt to inspire more giggle fits than stoned pull-down-the-shades reveries. Well, decide for yourself. It's interesting. In places, it's pretty cool. But here is a track from the Zodiac Cosmic Sounds. This one is called Cancer the Moonchild.
The tide turns twice, then turns again. Cancer's moon children watch from houses with all their windows opened wide, wanting to be touched by everything. Endless naked moonlight swims in the green sensational sea. throbbing with the wave beat. Laughing the Lunar Laugh. Sobbing in the dark when the moon shrinks. Pearl is white, onyx black. Both are smooth, and in Cancer's feeling hands, they come alive.
That's a little bit of the Zodiac, Cosmic Sounds, track called Cancer, the Moonchild. You get the idea, an entire album of tracks inspired by signs of the Zodiac, with titles like Taurus the Voluptuary, Virgo the Perpetual Perfectionist, Sagittarius the Versatile Daredevil, and so on. What a great relic of the time, and actually I think a pretty cool thing to add into this psychedelic episode of Retrospect. And that does take us to the end of this episode. I've got a pretty vast collection of this sort of material. I'd appreciate your feedback on what's gone into this episode. And if you've got any ideas for really obscure, very cool psychedelia, then please flick me a message via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. I'm going to leave you with an instrumental track from a Los Angeles session guitarist called Jerry Cole. He worked with The Byrds, Them, The Beach Boys, also Sinatra and Dean Martin. He was also the driving force behind a so-called band called The Animated Egg. Actually a fictitious band, just one self-titled LP from 1967. Again, a psychedelic exploitation record destined for budget bins across the USA chain stores. Jerry Cole also involved in other similar bands such as The Projection Company, The Generation Gap, T-Swift and The Electric Bag, and the Stone Canyon Rock Group. Fertile ground if you're interested in obscure psychedelia, for sure. So The Animated Egg, this is Inside Looking Out, Seeing Out, Retrospect Episode 352. I'm Phil Gray, here in Hamilton, New Zealand, for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. We'll be right back.
like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
You must be way out to leave the door unlocked.
That's weed.
Enough acid there to turn them on for years. Must be at least 100 taps.